The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The second reason why we need Parnasa. Shalom Zohar. Just open up your eyes and look at the beautiful sun and the perfect weather. And the greenery all around, all this Hashem set up specially for us. That ball of fire, millions of miles away, exactly in the right position, that we should have the perfect temperature, which are comfortable for us, just a few degrees that are comfortable for us. For a minus, whatever, how many hundreds of degrees, billions of degrees. And we have a little sliver of comfortable for us. How much will we have to be milde, shabeach, because it's bochum, giving us everything. But certain things he didn't give us, and like we said, he wants us to work for it. And we said the second reason was because he's merachim. That's the lashon of the slaves of others. He was merachim on us, to be matriach us, to work all our days to make parnasa, so that we shouldn't detach ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't feel we need the Siyata Shemaya. We don't know what's going to be tomorrow. That feeling of I need something from outside of myself, that is one of the powerful gifts that Hashem gave us. If we bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and always we toil ourselves, put ourselves in his hands. Because otherwise, if a guy sits around, he gets himself involved in things that aren't important in philosophy and wastes his life away. Yeah. So, Baruch Hashem, we have that gift. I mentioned yesterday that taxi driver. I told me, if you only have $22 million, everything will be right. I asked him, what are you going to do if you have $22 million? How are you going to spend your day? Now you're busy working. He said, I'm going to have every morning a breakfast like they have in hotels. And then afterwards, I asked him, what are you going to do after that? After I'm going to do exercising for 2 hours. I asked him, what are you going to do after that? He said, I'll watch a movie. And I said, no, and what are you going to do after that? I said, do another 2 hours of exercises. So I was thinking to myself, and everyone could think to themselves, never. This is what the Chabad is saying. Oh, Hashem, I was keeping myself busy helping people with this taxi. So just sitting around and eating and working off the food. It sounds more like a cow than a human being to me. So even though there are pressures involved in Parnasa, we have to look at it as this is a gift from Hashem to keep us on track and connected with Him. But says the Chodesh Avov, is the person, the vet, shows Hashem that he wants to be totally submersed to avoid this Hashem and Yerushalayim. And he shows Hashem that he has tremendous bitachon Hashem and everything, and Muchnis and Gashmis, he has a peace of mind. He's not nervous about what will be tomorrow. He works on his midas. Always trying to have better midas, midas that emulate the Kodesh Boko, only Rachmim and Chasodim and Kir for others, not demanding anything for himself. And he's always with Hashem. That type of person who shows Hashem that if I'm going to have a life having to be less involved in Parnasa, I'm not going to make that mistake. I'm going to connect myself more to your Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take that free time I have and immerse myself more in my learning and my
Kol HaLashon.
Something in my tefillahs, in my midas. Then a chanami, that's something that gives the person Siyata Shemaya. To manage with less involvement in the making of the panos. So that's a segula person want more peaceful lives, they say, I want to be rich. But rich doesn't do anything, like we saw in that Gemara. Rich man very often gets the person even more nervous and more anxiety and more frustration and always involved in his things. You see, I'm sure we all know millionaires and billionaires, they don't have a second freedom running from one place to the next like a chicken without a head. A chicken with a head, I don't know what it is. But in any event, they, by the way, what does it mean a chicken without a head? If you ever saw, sometimes even after you shed the chicken, the head falls off, but it still has some reflexes that it can still run around without a head. So it looks like it's running around, it looks like it's alive, but it's really dead. That's what it means, running around like a chicken without a head. But it looks like it's full of life, running here, running there. But it's not guided by his head. It's guided by his feet, guided by his stomach, guided by his ego. He's not alive. The real life is connected to the source of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Abitocha. And the more we show Hashem, Abitocha Nu Hashem, I know in your hands and I can use my time for the best possible thing. That brings us to see Yad Shemaya, to have things more peaceful, more easier, even at Parnas Yisrael. It says initially, Lo Yariz Hashem Nefesh Tzadik. Tzadik will never be in hunger. Lo Yisi Tzadik Nezos. Doesn't mean that every tzadik is wealthy, but a tzadik is content and he has what he needs. So this is something for us to think about. As far as our established in our panosa, in our panami, it's a mitzvah. We have the two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of making sure I'm doing something up here aloha, the way Hashem wants me to do it. And number two is I keep myself occupied in positive things, panosa, and not wasting my day. But the more we show Hashem and we desire and we pray to Hashem, that I want to have more free time to be able to immerse myself even more in Limud Torah and Tefillah and Chasadah, Hashem, Yud Hashem, will make it easier on him also. He will also have more peace of mind. And have to work less. Just, I know so many stories about this. That people took on themselves to learn a little bit more, and even though they worked a little bit less, didn't affect their panasa. Adarab, better panasa, and mostly Adar Shemaya. So, you should all have a wonderful day of feeling the Yad Hashem all around us. Hashem is with us in every place. And take advantage of all the wonderful things He gave to us. Oh Hashem, we have this beautiful shul which we can use to be able to take advantage of that. Those who didn't get vaccinated yet, unless you have some very special condition that the doctor says you shouldn't take it. Adarabba, Shor Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm taking the vaccine, even though there are all kind of mishugoyim that want to scare me not to do it. I'm not listening to the mishugoyim. I'm listening to the people that are responsible, the Yisrael and the Rabbanim, together with doctors that checked into it properly, and say, Adarabba, take advantage of it, sir, so that you'll be able to be involved in more Melechus Shemayim, more Lodis Hashem. You don't have to limit yourself. You should all have a wonderful day and enjoy the shining sun, the warm weather, the birds chirping, the children jumping around. All of it is beautiful.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.